and welcome to Finley's My Little Pony Podcast. This is episode 41 of my podcast. I'm Finley and this is my dad.
Hey Finley, how's it going?
Good.
Anything new to report?
Not really.
You don't have school tomorrow, do you?
No, I don't.
Is that sad?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You're pretty happy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you get a day off in the middle of the week. I think that's pretty special.
Yeah.
I don't ever, whenever I was a kid, I don't ever remember getting Yom Kippur off
before. Yom Kippur. Well, now you do.
I don't. You do. I wish I did, but unfortunately, I don't get school off tomorrow. I still have to go. Take my classes, take my tests, read my books, write my essays.
More like go to work.
Yeah, more like go to work. Well, that's my version of school. So then nothing too exciting to report from this weekend then either?
No.
Anything exciting at all?
Not really.
You know what we haven't talked about on here yet?
What?
The fact that you have a new furry friend here that lives with us.
We haven't?
No, I don't remember ever talking about it on here.
Oh, yeah, my furry friend we got a few days ago. Well, a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago now.
Uh-huh.
So why don't you tell him who your furry friend is?
My furry friend is a little baby guinea pig.
And what's your guinea pig's name?
Pickle.
And your sister got a guinea pig, too.
Yeah.
And what's she name hers?
Dill.
So you got Dill and Pickle.
Dill Pickles.
So are they good friends?
Yeah, they're good friends.
So can you say anything about Pickle yet?
Well,
how would you describe Pickle?
He is really fidgety, and he's really, really fat because he likes to eat.
Well, who likes to eat more, Dill or Pickle?
Pickle.
You think yours likes to eat more?
Well, Dill has been earning his weight anyways. I know they're friends because every time I try and put Pickle down to the ground, he jumps out of my hand, like, really far.
Oh, you think he's anxious to get back to his buddy?
Yeah.
So you think they're good friends then?
Yeah.
So you don't expect them to be fighting anytime in the near future?
Nope.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Well, they're only babies.
Well, they're only babies, but, you know, sometimes you put two boy guinea pigs in a cage, and they don't like that too much, and they get into little fights.
But they're so cute.
Yeah, well. Anyway, so is it everything you thought it would be, being a guinea pig owner?
Yep.
You glad you got one?
Yep.
Well, they're kind of fun, I have to admit. I had a guinea pig when I was a kid. My guinea pig's name was Hobo. And I always liked Hobo. He was a good guinea pig.
Hobo. How long did Hobo live?
He lived a couple of years.
Like all 8 years?
I don't think he lived 8 years, but he was a good... I'm a big fan of guinea pigs. Although I do have a soft spot for rodents in general. Okay, well, Finley, enough guinea pig talk. I think it's time to move on to the main event. So, last week, of course, we had our special episode.
Oh, wait. Now I have something. My Little Pony read that the new Equestria Girls movie is now on Netflix.
Oh, good. Good thought, Finley. That's right. And what's the name of the new My Little...
It's called The Hero of Camp Everfree.
And we watched it.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So, on a rating of 1 to 5 Equestria Girls, how many Equestria Girls would you give this?
I'd give it a 4.
4? So, is this... So, how many Equestria Girl movies have there been now?
I think this is the fourth one.
The fourth one. So, if you're to put them in order from your favorite to your least favorite, which one is your most favorite Equestria Girls movie?
Okay, so my most favorite is the, was definitely the newest one that I just saw.
That was your favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. And you only gave it a 4?
Yep.
Your favorite is a 4?
Yes.
Okay. So then what's your next favorite?
My next favorite was the first movie.
Okay. So what was your least favorite one then?
Wait, there's still two more.
I know. Well, that's what I say. Out of the next two, it's Friendship Games and Rainbow Rocks.
My least favorite is Rainbow Rocks.
And why is that?
I just didn't like it very much. very much, as much as the others.
Well, can you point to anything in particular you didn't like about Rainbow Rocks?
Well, I mean, it was kind of funny, but only one was funny. It was a little too serious.
I like that DJ Pwn showed up and helped win the day in Rainbow Rocks.
That's because she always wears headphones.
I thought that was good. I like that. Yeah. Okay, so that was your least favorite. So what made, without, I guess, spoiling too much of the new one, what was your favorite part, or what made you like the newest one the most? What made it your favorite?
Sunset Shimmer made some really funny parts, and yeah.
Really? You thought Sunset Shimmer was funny?
Yeah, she was really funny. She was, like, really funny, and in other parts, it was really cool.
Can you give me a little bit more detail than that?
In the end. I don't want to spoil it, but in the end, they turned into something cool.
Oh, you like their transformation.
Yeah, and all their, like, new powers.
Then that's what put it to the top for you?
Yep.
So is there anything else you wanted to add about the newest Question Girls movie?
Not really.
Okay, well, I figure in one of our future decade episodes, whenever we do the every 10 movies, at some point we're going to start covering the Equestria Girl movies, and then that'll give us a chance to go into depth on
it. It'll have to be after Twilight gets her wings.
Spoiler!
I've already said it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, and is that the end of this season that she gets her wings?
No, this season is one of my favorite double episodes.
Oh, that's right. I know what happens at the end of this episode. Okay, so
End of the season.
Oh, I'm sorry, end of the season. But then that probably means it's not to the end of season 3 then that she gets her wings.
Yeah.
So, once we get through season 3, then we'll start talking about the Equestria Girl movies. Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good plan. Well, in that case, we will wait till we get to that indefinite date in the future to tackle more Question Girls talk. For now, we're going to move on to discussing today's episode.
Okay. So, it's called Parent Appreciation Day.
Family
Appreciation Day.
It's episode 12 of season 1.
All right. So, we start at Applejack's farm, and Applejack is sleeping in her bed, nice and cozy, until she hears like two pans being like smashed together, that noise, like the little bang that they make, and they find Granny Smith outside yelling, "The Timberwolves are coming." You're gonna figure out why she's doing that later on in the story. So then she says, "The Zap Apples are coming, the Zap Apples are coming." And Zap Apples, if you don't know, are apples that zap on trees. Okay.
And they're rainbow colored.
Yes, rainbow colored.
Honestly, I think that's the more unique thing, because I don't know of any rainbow colored apples in our world.
And they're kind of squarish, like not the round apples. They're kind of squarey.
If you say so.
All right. So she's yelling pants, and then everybody yells, "The Zap Apples are coming. Yay!" We get back, and Apple Bloom is so excited because after the first sign, they get a little bit of like 3 leaves on each branch of the leaves. That's the first sign. And she is excited to make Zap Apple Jam with Granny Smith. And she is also excited to make Zap Apple Jam. But because Granny Smith has lived out her days long and wide, she is forgetful very often. So she does forget. Then she gives Apple Bloom a broom to sweep up while she gets going on with something she couldn't remember. So she was talking to the jars when Apple Bloom goes to her school, and Filthy Rich is explaining for Family Appreciation Day. Filthy Rich came in for Diamond Tiara. He was explaining about how he was like up on money. I don't really. He didn't go through the whole presentation. We were there at the end. The only person awake was Diamond Tiara. Everybody fell asleep because it was so boring. They all woke up when someone, only Diamond Tiara, was clapping because the rest of them were asleep. Oh, wait. I forgot. I missed a part. Before this, Diamond Tiara and Filthy Rich went to go check on the Zap Apples, and they found, and Diamond Tiara saw Apple Bloom in a little bunny costume hopping and singing to the water in the watering cans, and then she got embarrassed. So then she learned that next Monday was when her turn was for the Zap Apples, but she told, wait, not Zap Apples, for Family Appreciation Day, and she told them that Big Macintosh and Applejack were working on Harvest Day, which was on Monday, and then Diamond Tiara shouts out that, oh wait, Apple Bloom's Granny Smith isn't working, and she did it in that a mean way, because she was like being mean about how she had silly ways, and it's kind of embarrassing about those silly ways. So she gets all embarrassed, and she needs to figure out a way. So then they go out to get the honey from the bees, and while they're going to get the honey, Granny Smith is hopping along. And she bites a pan. I don't get it. Like, you bite it, you bite it. I don't get why they're biting pans. So Granny Smith goes to sing to the bees, and she has them all like as a beard on her chin. And then Apple Bloom sees Diamond Tiara and Silver Spoon, so she hides behind the beehive like perfectly, so no one can see her behind her until Granny Smith picks her up and says, isn't that this just precious? And then they see her, and she gets embarrassed. And then Granny Smith calls her Half Pint. She says, are you Half Pint's friends? So Silver Spoon says, hi, Granny Smith. And then Diamond Tiara says, hi, Half Pint. And then they go off laughing. As the meanie girls, they are meanie beanies. Then she just wants to go back and to the farm where no one can see her. And she goes to the Kingdom Hearts Crusaders little clubhouse, and she goes back and forth thinking of other words about, like, humiliated and disgraced. And then Sweet Belle covers her mouth, and one of the lines I like that, Scootaloo says that, what are you, a dictionary? Because she was reading out all the other words that are humiliated.
That is one of your favorite lines. You've repeated that a couple times now. Although, if it's for saying a lot of different words that sort of mean the same thing, she's just saying, what are you, a thesaurus, not a dictionary.
Thesaurus.
You know what a thesaurus is, don't you?
No.
A thesaurus is what you use to look up words that are similar to each other. Like, say you're writing a
paper. You mean synonym.
Yes, that's exactly right, Finn. Because say you're writing a paper, and you keep using the word beautiful to describe something, and you realize you need a different word than beautiful, but you still want it to mean beautiful. So
why don't they just call it the synonym dictionary?
Well, because I think thesaurus is easier to say, just one word. Thesaurus. It's named after a dinosaur that spoke really well.
They speak. Okay, so where was I?
Oh, you were the line that you like.
Oh, right. So then they come up with the first idea to try and stop her from going to Family Appreciation Day. And once Apple Bloom says, all this thinking is making me sick. And then they get the idea to make her look sick. You know, the whole put the thermometer in something hot so it looks like you have a high temperature, and then putting stuff on your face to make you look green. And then when Granny Smith came up, she said she's fine because she felt her head. She said she's fine. So the second idea was to pick the apples a day early before harvest day. But because they were magic zap apple trees, when Sweetie Belle tries to buck them, she got zapped with lightning. And then, because they don't call them zap apples for nothing. And then they tried pulling them, and because they wouldn't come off, they got all the way to, they got flung all the way to the pig pen. Third idea was to pretend that they, while Granny Smith was napping, they put on some glasses with some open eyeballs, and Apple Bloom spoke for her while Mrs. Cheerilee listened, but because Scootaloo got so excited because she had the rope to her arms, she boinked up because with excitement and then hit her head, and then it woke Granny Smith up, and then she told her that she can, that she could make it for Family Appreciation Day. So an easier way to say it is that they tied her to a rope and they pretended that she was awake, and they said that she could make it, but then she woke up and she said she could. And poor Mrs. Cheerilee just didn't understand. The last idea was to send her away with a little letter, and that, and
yeah, saying that there was a family emergency that she needed to get to.
Yeah. And then, the day of the school day, she said that she couldn't make it due to a family emergency, and there was Granny Smith, and she said that Uncle Apple Strudel, who was going, she was going to see, was on the train that she was about to get on. Yep. So, then she sat down and started to tell her story. It was that...
This is where it gets good.
Okay. So, she said that before, when she was a young pony, there was no Ponyville. So, she foraged far and wide, and her paw, was the best seed collector ever. And one day, they stumped across Canterlot. They asked Celestia, and in this, Celestia looks about the same age as she does now. And look how old Granny Smith is, and look still how young she is. I did not see any Luna, so then she pointed to some land that they could build on, where they made their first house, and when they planted their apple seeds, well, apple trees don't grow overnight. They were very low in food. So one day, little Granny Smith, real nice, she still had white hair as a little pony.
The entire flashback scene was done in sort of a brown and white, so like the colors weren't clear, I didn't think.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't completely in color, okay. Right?
Yeah. So then she told herself that if animals go in there must be something to eat. And there she finds the zap apple tree. So she starts picking and picking and picking as many apples as she can fit into her little bag until she sees the Timberwood wolves. She ran as fast as she ever could, and she grabbed the first thing. Now this is going to explain the beginning. So the first thing she did ever could think of was take one pan and smack it against the other to scare off the timber wolves. She said that they grew like wildfire. The night that the zap apples first started growing, the timber wolves would howl. So that's why in the beginning when you hear the timber wolves howl, then you hear the pans saying, the timber wolves are howling. So then she said that she made zap apple jam and many other things, and she found out that glass jars need talking to, and you have to be extra kind to the bees to make sure that the honey is just sweet as you want it, and that zap apple jam likes pink polka dots. She made zap apple jam, and the first pony in line was Diamond Tiara's great-great-grandfather, Stinkin' Rich, so he got his last name Rich, Filthy Rich. Okay, that's how Burger Bargains, his company, that's why he's so filthy rich, wouldn't have been founded without the zap apple jam. Although, they started building, and they made their little town that filled with tons of little ponies, and that's how Ponyville was founded. So then all the ponies started to clap, and none of them fell asleep, because that was a very interesting story, and it went back in time, and she looked very cute as a little pony. And that was really cool about how to learn how Ponyville was founded. Then they make the Zap Apple Jam. Why they had to do it and they had to skip Family Appreciation Day, because after the fifth sign and like the next day, all of the Zap Apple trees will disappear along with the Zap Apples. So keep in mind that it will take a while for them to regrow. So you have to be very fast at picking. That's why they couldn't make it, and then they made the Zap Apple Jam, and they said it was better than it ever was, probably because Apple Bloom helped with it. They all went to sing with the water, and the ending was that Filthy Rich was kicking along Diamond Tiara because he wanted him to sing to the water too, because like he is good friends with the Apple family. She was wearing little bunny ears. Oh.
Good job, Finley. That was a good summary. This was a good episode, but let's go through our usual checklist and then we'll talk about it a little bit. So, first of all, on a scale of 1 to 5 Zap Apples, how many Zap Apples would you give this episode?
5!
So you liked it, huh?
Yep.
What was your favorite part?
I liked when she told how Ponyville was founded.
Yeah, we'll come back to that, because I especially want to dig into that a little bit. And as far as the funniest part, I think we all know what the answer to that is.
What are you, a dictionary?
That just hits you right in the funny bone, huh, Finley?
Yeah.
And then what was your least favorite part of the episode?
My least favorite part was when they were like, I know that Granny Smith kind of forgets stuff. But yeah, when Diamond Tiara was, like, talking at the school, yeah, Granny Smith was licking off the chalkboard.
Well, you do that sometimes, don't you?
No,
we don't. You just lick the chalkboard for no reason?
No, really, I don't.
That was kind of odd behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, in the end, the thing is that all of the strange behaviors that Apple Bloom was embarrassed of, we learned actually all of them had a reason, but we have
except
no idea.
Except the licking off chalkboards.
Yeah, or the other thing that you were confused by is why she was biting pots.
Oh yeah, why? Why biting pots and licking off chalkboards?
Yeah, because that's the thing, is that in the end we learned in many ways she's not as crazy as everyone thought that she actually had a reason, but the pots thing and the chalk, especially the chalk thing.
Yeah, the chalk.
Just makes no sense.
Chalk.
Yeah, I wouldn't lick chalkboards, I don't think.
That sounds gross.
Okay, well, I think for the next one, there's two ways to go with this answer. I've got my mind as to what I think the right one is. But for you, who was the most valuable pony of this episode?
The most valuable pony was probably Apple Bloom.
Oh, no, that's not the way. I see. I knew there's, like I said, I thought there's two ways to go, and you went the other way. I would have said the most valuable pony in this episode is one, Granny Smith.
Well, usually the person who is the most valuable pony is the one who learns the lesson. And she learned that even sometimes when she forgets it, that Granny Smith still makes it interesting, and she still likes her.
See, and I thought
she learned her lesson, yeah, all by herself.
Well, Apple Bloom did learn her lesson, but it's Granny Smith who really taught her that lesson. That Granny Smith
didn't teach her anything.
No, Granny Smith was the moral example of
Granny what, Smith didn't teach her anything.
By example. Granny Smith taught her by example that really she shouldn't be ashamed of her family. She shouldn't be ashamed of being a little different. That in fact, it's being different what makes you special. In this case, it's because Granny Smith does that, all that stuff that has allowed their family to survive and to prosper selling Zap Apple Jam. They wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for her. And that Granny Smith wasn't embarrassed by it. She was proud of what she's doing. And she taught Apple
Bloom. I still think Apple Bloom was the one.
To be proud, too.
Apple Bloom is the winner.
Okay, well, we will agree to disagree on this.
Everybody knows it was Apple Bloom.
For MVP.
Go Apple Bloom.
You vote Apple Bloom.
Yes.
Maybe it's just a generational thing. I'm going with the older one. You're going with the little baby one.
Hey.
Not a little baby one.
Not a little baby one.
Okay, how about our pony roll call?
That's wrong.
So with our pony roll call, actually, it's just as noticeable who wasn't in this episode. Who wasn't in this episode?
Twilight Sparkle!
Or any of the main six outside of Applejack.
Applejack was the only one, and that hardly ever happened.
That's right. We did see Celestia, but she didn't speak.
Yeah, she was just all like, "I'll check out my wavy hair."
And we saw most of the Apple Clan, and we saw Uncle Apple Strudel, and we met Diamond Tiara's dad, Filthy Rich.
And Stinkin' Rich.
Which tells us that their last name is...
Rich!
So Diamond Tiara's full name is probably...
Diamond Tiara Rich!
Exactly. Just the same as Granny Smith called her family... The Smith family, which means that it's probably Applejack Smith,
Apple Bloom,
and Apple Bloom Smith, and Big Mac Smith. Do you agree with that, Finley?
Yes.
So all of them actually have a last name Smith then.
Yep.
If they're from the same family.
Totally.
Although, no wait, so school me here a second, Finley. Is Apple, so what is Granny Smith to Applejack?
It's really, well, it doesn't look like, it's kind of like she's their aunt.
Why would you say that?
Because, well, their last name isn't Apple because Applejack and there's, Big Mac and Apple Bloom, but there's no last name. And they're... No one knows where the parents are. They have an aunt and uncle Orange, but no mom and dad. So, and I don't think that Granny Smith got married to anyone to have her mom and dad.
Have ponies.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good point. Because, you know, I guess I kind of always assumed that Granny Smith was like Applejack's grandma.
But you're right.
If Granny Smith never got... Well, because I guess the reason I thought that is because her name is Granny. Right?
Well, that's because she's old.
Oh, I thought it just meant more. I thought it meant that she was actually a grandma, and that's why they call her Granny.
Well, they're like... Well, they don't really think much about the names because there's Twilight Sparkle. She's got a little sparkle. There's Applejack. She's got an apple. It's a Keaton Mark rarity.
And again, this is us trying to add logic to something after the fact. The reason she's named Granny Smith is because there's an apple called a Granny Smith apple.
Yes. And there's a Big Mac and...
For Macintosh apples.
And there's Applejack, but there's Applejacks, you know.
Cereal.
Cereal.
But that's the point, is they're just doing a bunch of apple puns after the fact, and so that's why her name's Granny Smith. But, still... There's some familial relationship between Granny Smith and Applejack and Big Mac and Apple Bloom.
So I'm guessing it's their aunt.
Okay. So their aunt. So, and Apple Bloom is Applejack's sister.
Yeah.
What is Big Mac?
Big Mac is their older brother.
Okay. So Big Mac is a brother. So they all are part of the same family, but we don't know who their parents are, and we don't know who the parents are who are the ones that are probably actually related to Granny Smith.
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting. Because the Apple family we know is huge. Right from the very first episode of My Little Pony, they rattled off that huge list of Apple family.
Apple, 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 apple. And there were so many, it was hard to keep all of them down. I had to, like, talk through every single name.
Okay, well, let's...
Let's
dive into the history of Pony Roll.
Wait, we forgot Pony Roll Call.
We did do Pony Roll Call. That's what we were just doing.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, well, so there was...
Who else did we miss?
We missed Miss Cheerily.
Okay. And Daisy, who yelled about stop biting my pots.
That was Daisy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Daisy.
But I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, can we dig into the story that Granny Smith told in the classroom?
Go ahead.
Well, here's the... Well, first of all, these are the kind of things I love because it creates the backstory, the mythology of Equestria, and I think that's kind of the fun thing. But first of all, we learned that the Smith family was responsible for founding Ponyville, and it was actually all the businesses and commerce built around the apple orchard that caused ponies to start to settle there, which I thought was interesting. But here's the big thing, Finley, mm-hmm. which goes back to a conversation we've had. When they showed the Smith family going to Canterlot and meeting Celestia looked just as old as she does now. But Granny Smith was just a pony about the same age as Apple Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, now Granny Smith looks really, really old, but Celestia looks the exact same. Which kind of goes back to the discussion we had about the YouTube video in our episode 40 about how Celestia is somehow different. Like, whether she comes from a different land or...
Different place, like...
Like, she's different because she doesn't age.
They were all made to be leaders who live forever.
Yeah, I mean, in the same period that Granny Smith went from a pony to a horse on death's door, Celestia didn't age a day. So, what does that lead you to believe about Celestia then, Finley?
That she's totally different than everybody else and she's more magical than everybody ever thought.
So do you think that gives more credence to the idea that in that YouTube video we talked about last episode that she's just from a completely different land and she's not even the same kind of pony? Or that she is the same kind of pony as everyone else, it's just that she has so much magic that it allows her to stay young forever?
I'm pretty sure that she comes from some magical land because neither has Luna. Luna has not aged a day either. So they both came from some magical land.
So if
for Celestia, when they were born, they were put they were someone put a magic spell that they could live for as long as they wished.
So if Celestia knows the secret to eternal youth and can stay in forever, do you think it's fair that she doesn't share that with the other ponies and keeps it just to herself and Luna?
Well, I mean...
Or is it something that she can't share because it's just what she was born with and no one else is born with it?
I think that she doesn't really know because some magical unicorn knows that spell, but no one else has ever found it.
So someone cast it on Celestia and Luna.
Well, every baby little foal that is born there.
So does that
earns their wings.
Well, so now does that mean that because Twilight Sparkle is not an alicorn that she'll be young forever like Celestia and Luna?
Well, it was after they because they said they have never seen this before, that's because they all had to earn their wings, and then this magical unicorn cast a spell on them that once they earned their wings, and they thought it was a very great and noble way to earn their wings, that they gave them a magical spell to live as long as they wished. But because no one else knew this spell, they couldn't use it on Twilight or the unnamed princess.
Okay, so does that mean that Luna and Celestia will never die?
I guess so, unless they really want to.
So they have to lose the love of life and actually just want to end it all for them to die.
Yeah, I guess so.
They have to beg for the cold hand of death upon their shoulder.
I guess so.
So, okay, last question on this topic, Finley. When we saw that flashback as Granny Smith was recounting her story and we saw Celestia looked pretty happy, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, she did.
Pretty smiley, happy, everything. But wouldn't that flashback have taken place during the period in which her sister, the sister that she supposedly cares a ton for, was banished to the moon?
Because she wasn't there.
So Well, in just from the timeline, right? Because we
It was a thousand years ago.
So during the period that Granny Smith was there, must have been while Luna was still trapped in the moon. So what do you think about the fact that Celestia seemed quite happy?
Maybe
and
she
when her sister was being was banished to the moon.
Maybe she was just trying to like put a smile on everybody else because they all always miss the one of a kind Luna.
So you think she's just putting on a brave face for everyone else's benefit?
Yes.
Well, you're giving Celestia a lot of credit. I thought you'd take this opportunity to slam Celestia.
Oh, yeah, and she's also being a terrible sister. Because, as I said, she never taught her how to do manners at a party.
Well, I think she had some other problems, too, according to you, but...
Yeah, they just left her in a room with all her spidery friends.
In the room under the stairs.
Yes. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Okay. So, Finley, I think that we can leave it there unless you have something else to add about this episode.
Okay, and the last words I have to say is, you're a wizard, Luna.
Okay. Well, why don't you close us out then, Finley?
Goodbye!